It's the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer. MTT is Michelle the Trainer.
Aloha, and welcome to the very first episode of the International Women in Film Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle the Trainer. This is all about you and your listening time. Who do you want to hear from? What projects interest you? What questions do you have? Do you have any how questions? You know, I'm not even in the industry, but I accidentally worked alongside the industry. And of course, being from Los Angeles, I have a lot of very close friends in the industry. I am your host. I'm a woman with a microphone on the internet who is a lifelong learner, and these projects are totally interesting to me. So let me know what interests you so that the show serves you. You can find me or ask me any questions or questions to ask our guests at IWIF@MichelleTheTrainer.com. And you can also find me at Michelle Trainer on Twitter. That's at M-I-C-H-E-L-E Trainer on Twitter. Have a great day. Aloha. It's the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer. So today we welcome our very special guest star, Jessica Sittamer, the Green Light Coach, who's a longtime expert in the entertainment industry. She's worked in all areas from writing to acting to directing to development. She's produced sitcom pilots that she'll talk about. Anyway, simultaneously for 17 years, she has been a career coach for entertainment industry professionals. And during that period, she did 7 years as the in-house career coach for the International Cinematographers Guild Local 600. She coached over 1,000 people there one-on-one. And then in 2008, Jessica launched her own business, The Green Light Coach. Jessica shares her knowledge and experience as a keynote, college, and seminar speaker who teaches both professional and novice how to generate more work, better work, or different work in the entertainment field. And we'll talk about how to find her website and her book later. I hope you enjoy the show. Thanks so much for your time. This is Michelle the Trainer.
Hello, I'm Kimberly Fox, photographer and filmmaker from Brooklyn, New York, at KimberlyFoxPhotography.com. And you're listening to the International Women in Film Podcast with your host, Michelle the Trainer.
Aloha, and welcome to the International Women in Film Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle the Trainer, and we want to welcome our very special guest star, Jessica Sittamer. Welcome, Jessica.
Hey, it's great to be here, Michelle.
Jessica is the Green Light Coach. You can find her at greenlightcoach.com. And Jessica, tell me everything. How did you get started?
Well, I moved out to Los Angeles because I wanted to be an actress. And I did what actresses do. I put myself into acting school, and I found myself a great 2-year program. But within those 2 years, I really found that as dedicated as I was and as talented as I was, there were all these people in my class that weren't as committed, weren't learning their lines, weren't even showing up sometimes. And they were getting managers and agents and auditions and work. And I was just getting frustrated and bitter and envious and all these traits that I don't like. And I couldn't figure out what was missing. And finally, a friend of mine told me about a coaching program that she did where you had 1 month to get a goal. And I decided, well, that's what's missing for me. I don't understand the business side of this business. So I took this coaching program, and having no clue, I just said, well, my goal is to be on a sitcom. And nobody said, well, that's a little bit of a stretch for 1 month, considering you don't have any connections out here. You've never been on a sitcom, and you're not even in the union yet. So I decided that there was no way I was standing up at the end of those 4 weeks in front of those 100 people and saying that I did not get my goal. So what I did was I looked around and I said, you know, there are writers in this room. There are editors in this room. There are cameramen in this room. And I decided that I was going to produce my own sitcom. And this was like long before the days of little DV cameras. So I did. I found a bunch of people who rallied around my idea. And my passion just really spoke to everyone. And I called up agents, like the big agents, the big five, and said, who are your baby writers who've never written in a room before? Send me their scripts if they'll work on spec. You know, I had 8 writers and I had a full union crew eventually because we were doing it live at the Improv to build momentum about it. And then we shot the pilot.
And this is all in Los Angeles, hey?
This is all in Los Angeles. And my I had a friend who was a mentor to me over at Fox. And he's like, you can't do an independent pilot. And I was like, but Matt Damon and Ben Affleck just made a movie. And Swingers, you know, those guys made a movie. And he's like, but this is TV. You can't make a pilot. And anytime someone tells me I can't do something, I'm like, well, let me figure out how. Don't say no, just tell me how. If I could, what would I do?
And how many did you end up doing?
Well, I raised $20,000 and I shot what looked like a $1 million sitcom pilot. And then about 5 years later, I shot a television show, 4 episodes of a single camera half hour dramedy, which was a show within a show on MTV. And then about 2 years after that, I did a reality show, which was called Lights, Camera, Action. It's like Top Chef meets The Apprentice for the entertainment industry. Only instead of getting you fired, my goal is to get you hired. So it was great. I produced 3 shows, and who knew that that was the direction it was going to go in?
Wow, that's some positive energy. And I like that you were doing that. I mean, so all of this production stuff was what, you know, these were your past gigs. And then what about Crazy in Alabama? When did that happen?
So that happened, I was temping in an office and I wanted to be their career coach. I was working for the Cinematographers Guild and I was just working at their front desk. And I said, you know, you guys are really missing an opportunity here. Like, I could be your career coach. And they're like, we don't know what that means. And they just like put it in a desk. You know, I had like a 10-page proposal. And I said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I've been sitting at this desk for 2 years and I got to get out of here and do something with my life. And I implemented my strategies for getting a job in a month. And I got a job in development in 2 weeks working for Deborah Hill. And she was working on Crazy in Alabama at the time. And it was the same type of situation where she would say, okay, I know, I mean, there were four of us in the office. And she would say, all right, I'm supposed to do a location scout for Albie Hecht, who was, you know, I don't remember what the network was, but it was one of the kids' networks and could have been Nickelodeon. And she's like, have you ever done a location scout before? And I was like, yes, sure. And she's like, great. I need you to go to Universal. I'll have an all access pass for you. Do a location scout there. And I was like, okay. And then I would go into the president of the company and say, how do I do a location scout? And they're like, well, just, you know, take a tape recorder and tape. I mean, this is, you know, like literally I had a tape recorder, like one of those little handheld ones. We didn't have iPhones yet. And and she said, you know, tape. You know,
I think we all had those then.
She's like, record everything that you see and then just write it up. And I wrote this huge location report up and sent it over to Deborah. She sent it over to Albie. And I remember listening in on her call because that's what the associates do. You like put them together and you listen in. He's like, this is the best location scout review I've ever seen. And that's when I learned how Hollywood works because my boss said, thank you.
Yay.
Take all the credit. You know, do not, you know, whatever.
Well, but you did the work and you over delivered. Yeah, that's amazing. And Crazy in Alabama was starring Antonio Banderas, right?
Right. So for that, I was working on a lot of the post stuff and Antonio had directed it. So we do a lot of screenings with him and, you know, helping again, like it was figuring out a lot of things. If one of the guys wasn't showing up for his looping session, it was me going through everything while Deborah would know nothing of this was going on and getting the problem solved. And that's really about being a professional in this industry. If you really want to make it, you've got to figure things out and figure out a way. There's always a way. And you always have to be asking questions of mentors and people who can help and then come out, like you said, over delivering and shining, making your boss look good or making yourself look good, depending on what the position is.
And this was before Antonio had that guitar case, right? Yes. We all know about the guitar case. So you also have a book. So as the green light coach, right?
Yes.
You're doing coaching and webinars. And I met you from my dear friend, Peter Kelsey, who is a Emmy winning audio engineer who said, you know, you've got to talk to Jessica. She's the best in the business. She knows how to coach people. She teaches networking. And you teach not only to entertainment, but you teach to everyone, correct?
Correct. Correct.
And you do one-on-one coaching, mentoring, and you have a book.
Yes.
Right.
And action. powerful, proven, and proactive strategies to achieve success in the entertainment industry.
That's because, the name of the book, listeners. Yeah. And ...action, powerful, proven, and proactive strategies to achieve success in the entertainment industry. And I'll put that in the show notes.
Okay. And the nice thing about it is to make it an entertainment, you always have to be in action. So I've broken it up into 52 short chapters. And every week you have something that you could be doing to move your career forward. So if you ever feel like, I don't know what to do, open up to one of the chapters. I give you something to do.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, and then the coup de grace book. You have this little book on your website that, you know, is kind of freaking me out because it really, I was like, oh my God, is she targeting me? It's your little PETA book, your little pain in the ass book. Are you a pain in the ass? And I was like, wow, I hope I'm not a pain in the ass. So what inspired you to write that?
That I've always been taught by mentors to write about your most frequently asked questions. And one of the biggest issues that came up for people in the entertainment industry, you know, the fortune is in the follow-up. And when it comes to following up, they get very concerned that they're being a pest, that they're being a nudge, that they're being a bother. But the biggest phrase they always say is that I'm being a pain in the ass. So that's exactly what I titled it, because there are proper ways to follow up. And I always say, you know, for the most part, if you're worried that you're a pain in the ass, you're probably not, because people who are have no clue about, you know, the things that they're doing that are really making them that way.
But that's absolutely insightful.
Yes, but it isn't a free ebook. So by all means, you know, go to thegreenlightcoach.com and download it and you can read through it. It's a quick read and figure out what you can do better.
Maybe we can gift it to people at the holidays.
Yes. Subtly gift it to those who need it.
And, absolutely. So you were the in-house career coach at the Cinematographers Guild, and I just recently caught part of your webinar on Stage 32 Network on the internet, yes, which is sort of a creatives LinkedIn network that I actually learned about from the Dave Bullis podcast when he interviewed RB, the owner creator of Stage 32. Mm-hmm. So after I ran into you, I saw you, you showed up again there and you have some webinar material there. And you talked about during your webinar, it was specific for the what was the name of that? It was for casting director workshops, correct?
Right. Correct.
Yeah. And in that, you talked about the 5 P's, which I really love. Let's talk about those for a second.
Okay. So those are my Greenlight Coach's 5 P's for being a professional. And I always say, make sure you're doing all of them. This isn't a pick and choose which P. Oh, I'll be this P today and that P tomorrow. So the first P is to be polite. No matter what kind of day you're having or what you've heard about the person before, maybe, you know, there's always a lot of gossip in the entertainment industry or previous experience you may have had with the person where maybe they didn't remember your name or something. Or even if they don't remember you from a past meeting, be polite. So that's the first P. The second P is be prepared. Do your research. If you have a meeting with somebody, if you're going to an entertainment industry networking place, do your research so that you have questions. Have your marketing materials together so that when you meet people and they say, oh, well, you know, do you have a reel? Oh, as it happens, you know, I have a, you know, CD in my box. I mean, look, most people go straight to websites, but if you're meeting someone in person at a networking event, they, you know, they might take your card, but they might forget to look at your website or it gets lost in the cards. If you hand them a tangible, they'll look at it. Be punctual. That's my third P. There's an app called Waze, W-A-Z-E, that can tell you how long it will take you to get to your destination and reroute you if you an accident or something occurs. Leave earlier, because as a New Yorker, I was brought up that what on time actually means is early.
Well, and in New York and Los Angeles, and I'm sure in any large city, we do have to, if you don't arrive early, you're really gambling being late. I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah. And I always say that how you do one thing is how people assume you are at everything. So if you're late for something, they'll assume that you'll be late to a job. And then there's being playful. Anytime you have the opportunity to meet people, to be working on the job, whether you're being paid or whether it's an event, when you have the opportunity to meet people, be playful, have fun. Don't worry about what people are thinking about you or what you're wearing or if you fit in. Just have fun and be playful. Now, the fifth one is something that I think is really important, and that is permission persistence. And one of the most important actions you can take for your business is follow-up. Yet it's one of the biggest concerns for people in our industry who are looking for work, which is why I always, you know, talk about that ebook, because they're afraid that they're being a pain in the butt or a pest. So if you want to be persistent in following up, which you want to be because that's professional, then you want to make sure that you're asking permission. So before your conversation ends with somebody, you can say to them, okay, when should I expect to hear from you? And they'll let you know. And you can say, great, well, I know how busy you are. If I don't hear from you by then, I'll give your office a call. Do you prefer that I contact you through email or phone? And, you know, you ask questions so that you make sure that you keep that ball in your court.
And make it easy and convenient for them.
Absolutely.
You know?
So those are the five P's.
I love the five P's. So anyway, anybody can get your book at thegreenlightcoach.com. The free book is called Are You a Pain in the Ass? And her Amazon book is action. And again, I'll put the link to that in the show notes. Take a look at Jessica's site. Again, she's got workshops and webinars.
They'll find it through my website. I said they can also get it on my website if it's easier for them to find it through my website.
Yeah, your website is very clear. Jessica's also a speaker. She's got her speaker one sheet there. Everything is very clearly laid out and easy to find in a very professional and wonderful fashion. I really want to thank you, Jessica. I'm sure that we will be communicating regularly, I hope. I hope I'm not a pain in the ass.
Absolutely not. You are a pleasure.
Thank you so much. If anybody has any questions for Jessica, you can contact me. And that is the way that we can politely ask her and be prepared and punctual and playful and get her permission to have her come on again. Thank you so much, Jessica.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Find us at michellethetrainer.com. That's michellethetrainer.com. Read Michelle's blog posts at engineeringwellness.com. Tweet at Michelle Trainer on Twitter. That's michelletrainer. Or email the International Women in Film Podcast at iwif@michellethetrainer.com.